Black Lives Matter riot torches Danish Brotherhood Lodge in Kenosha. By Joel B. Polak on August 24, 2020. Rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, torched the Danish Brotherhood Lodge in a night of violence a day after police shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 29, triggering a new round of Black Lives Matter protests nationwide, many violent. According to its website, the Danish Brotherhood Lodge is an organization dedicated to charitable endeavors both locally and nationally. The website adds, "Being Danish is not a requirement for renting our establishment or membership." View this post on Instagram. Congratulations to our first place winners of the costume contest. They donated their money to charity. The charity present at the party was Happy Endings No Kill Cat Reserve. What a terrific cause. Check them out at www.happyendings.us. Hashtag Kenosha, hashtag Kenosha County, hashtag Racine, hashtag Racine County, hashtag Milwaukee, hashtag Chicago, hashtag Wisconsin, hashtag Illinois, hashtag Danish Brotherhood of America, hashtag Danish Brotherhood, hashtag DB14, hashtag Blodge14, hashtag Lodge14, hashtag Instagood, hashtag Insta Daily, hashtag Halloween, hashtag Party, hashtag Fun, hashtag Entertainment, hashtag Dance, hashtag Dancing, hashtag Instagram, hashtag Costume Contest, hashtag Winner Winner Chicken Dinner, hashtag No Kill Shelter, hashtag Charity, hashtag Cause, hashtag Causes. A post shared by Danish Brotherhood Lodge No. 14 at Lodge 14, on October 28, 2018 at 4:03 p.m. PDT. According to the local Kenosha News, about 40 people watched the fire get set and some were in tears at the scene. It was the second night of riots, looting, and arson in the city. The National Guard was deployed and an 8 p.m. curfew was in place, but few rioters seemed to obey it. There were also reports of shots fired in a residential neighborhood of nearby Milwaukee as homeowners confronted demonstrators. A homeowner in Milwaukee, Wisconsin fired a warning shot at protesters in his neighborhood. pic.twitter.com/yeetfseek. Ian Miles Chung, at Still Gray, August 25, 2020. Protests broke out in other cities across the nation on Monday evening. The Republican National Convention criticized Democrats for encouraging unrest over the past few months. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden condemned the shooting of Jacob Blake, who was wanted for sexual assault and other charges. Biden did not condemn the violence. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.